KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, it's partly cloudy and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon at a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Mills County public health officials on Tuesday said they're strongly encouraging Mills County residents and all visitors to the county to wear face coverings while in public and other people who do not live in your household, especially when social distancing measures cannot be maintained. Cloth masks reduce the likelihood of exposure to COVID-19. The CDC says the science shows face masks work to protect the wearer and to protect others from coronavirus, and everyone needs to wear one when around other people in public. The large number of COVID-19 cases has more than doubled in Mills County over the past 30 days. Large-scale events are being strongly discouraged in the county, and officials say based on known evidence of how COVID-19 spreads among mass gatherings of people, along with the community spread of COVID-19 from others, we know that the harmful health impact on our county citizens who attend these large events could be substantial. We strongly encourage citizens to protect themselves and others and avoid mass gatherings and crowds while this virus is still active and spreading in Mills County and the state of Iowa. And that's the word from Mills County Public Health. Well, students with the Audubon Community School District can expect to return to the classroom when school resumes August 17th there, but that won't be their only option. During their meeting Monday evening, the Audubon School Board discussed the district's return to learn plan and came up with three scenarios, depending on what happens between now and the middle of August, with regard to coronavirus and any changes that are required after school begins. The district will start and try to implement their on-site face-to-face learning, yet still allow families the option to keep their students at home as part of remote learning. Classes will be Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, with Wednesdays used to deep clean the buildings and as a time for teachers to work with those students who opt to remote learn, as well as any other students in need of extra attention so they don't fall behind in their studies. Wednesdays will also be used for small group learning as needed for those at risk of falling behind. Another scenario the board envisions is if the district needs to go to the 50% class week. In that case, there would be an A day, B day setup where some students attend on Monday, Tuesdays, A day, while others attend on Tuesday and Fridays, B days. Wednesdays would be alternate for those groups. Superintendent Eric Traeger says the third option is remote learning only, and then only if local public health officials make the request or if there's a proclamation by the governor or IDPH order to that effect. And as with other districts, the Audubon School District will use mitigation efforts to limit the spread of the virus, clean surfaces frequently, and other plans to keep students and staff as safe as possible during the school year. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office today reports two separate arrests took place Tuesday evening and night at around 5:25 p.m. 50-year-old Mark Douglas Bergeron of Red Oak was arrested for driving while barred in Villisca. Bergeron was held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And just before 9 p.m., 49-year-old John Lawrence Davis of Villisca was arrested for domestic assault with a dangerous weapon. His arrest was the result of an investigation into an incident in the 100 block of North 5th Avenue in Villisca. Davis was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak police report the arrest a little after 10 p.m. on Tuesday of 32-year-old Bryce Michael McKinnon. He was taken into custody in the 1100 block of North 5th Street for public intoxication. McKinnon was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday his officers late last Friday morning arrested 24-year-old Brooke Levi Stevens of Clarinda. Stevens was arrested at his residence for aggravated domestic abuse assault. He was taken into custody under a warrant stemming from an incident that occurred in Clarinda on July the 6th. Stevens was arrested without incident and booked into the Page County Jail, where his bond was set at $5,000. Clarinda police were assisted by the Page County Sheriff's Department in conducting that arrest. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday report search warrants were served at a residence in Rural Crescent Monday afternoon, taken into custody on felony charges that included theft in the first degree and commit a specific unlawful act. Ongoing activity was 43-year-old Jason Henry Miller II of Crescent. Miller was being held in the Pott County Jail on a total of $35,000 bond. And at around 11:30 p.m. Monday, 23-year-old Aaron Daniel Fonteau was arrested following a traffic stop. Fonteau was taken into custody for OWI first offense. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people were arrested recently on warrants. 45-year-old Michelle Weston of Corning was arrested on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County Sunday with regard to child endangerment. She was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 25-year-old Jacob Roebuck of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pott County Jail Monday afternoon on a warrant for driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300. Monday night, 35-year-old Lafayette Jason Thomas of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop on 230th Street. Thomas was charged with possession of a controlled substance, domestic abuse, and child endangerment. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources yesterday said the Wilson Island State Recreation Area near Missouri Valley will remain closed through 2020, while the Iowa Department of Natural Resources works with FEMA to outline the cleanup and repair plan for the popular public area north of Council Bluffs. Wilson Island was closed March of 2019 when the Missouri River floodwaters covered the area and then stayed for more than 9 months. Once the waters receded, state park officials found the area covered under a blanket of silt, ranging from just inches deep in some locations to more than 8 feet deep in others, and the equivalent of hundreds of dump truck loads of debris that had washed into the park. Chris Annenson, a state park manager with the Iowa DNR, said that while there was some damage to the electrical system, most of the infrastructure survived the flood. He said following the high waters in 2011, they redesigned much of their park infrastructure based on minimizing flood damage, and that paid off. Annenson said, "Our biggest issue right now is dealing with silt deposits, and we hope to get the majority of the work done this fall and winter and then get the area reseeded this spring." This is a tentative timeline, he said, but he believes it's obtainable, and he knows that people want them to reopen, and they do too, but they have to do it responsibly and for the resource and for our visitors. While Wilson Island is closed, the DNR has been reviewing the layout of the 550-acre area that sits on the inside curve of the Missouri River for opportunities to further reduce the impacts of flooding from the Big Muddy. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.